Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 8 of Gotham, The Mask, written by John Stevens and directed by Paul A. Edwards. Let's talk about Bruce Wayne and his relationship with Alfred. I'll admit most weeks I find them pretty extraneous to the story of Gotham, just another thread in a story that already has too many threads, their sole purpose of being there that one day in the future, Bruce will become Batman. However, this week, I found the story to be the most interesting, if not necessarily for the reasons the show is going for. In The Mask, Bruce decides to go back to school, where he runs into some bullies. There's nothing new there. The kids are generic TV bullies who don't really have any reason to bully Bruce outside of the fact that the story demands he be bullied. But because of this, Bruce asks Alfred to teach him how to fight, and Alfred drives him to the main bully's house, Tommy, who, like all Gotham characters, will be somebody important in the future, in this case the villain Hush, and promptly beats the hell out of him. It's a weird distillation of Alfred's role in Bruce's life, and actually made me step back to take a look at it. Alfred, in every incarnation, is an enabler. Even when he doesn't agree with what Bruce is doing, he always gives him a way to do it. You get an idea of why Bruce's mind is warped the way it is, and why he eventually becomes Batman. He was essentially raised by this guy. Again, that's probably not what the show is going for, but it actually sort of works. The rest of the episode? Pretty forgettable. The case of the week involved Richard Cyanus, known to comic fans as Black Mask, and Gordon taking down his secret fight club. While the climactic fight between Gordon and some guys in masks is fun, the episode as a whole doesn't do much to make this scene look anything other than a distraction. It's maybe not a great sign that I'm more invested in the episode's C story than I am in its main plot, but hey, that's Gotham for you. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.